stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Fast laps. I almost said our other show, but I caught myself, so we're all good. Here we are. Joe, welcome back. It's been, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Which is incredibly long, way too long for fast laps.
It doesn't feel like it would be too long, but every time there's a three-week break, I just forget everything, so I have to like study up really quick, read the notes that I made during the race.
I know.
But I'm really happy to be back. It's a triple header again, so we go right into the end of the season. Pretty sad it's ending, but also looking forward to maybe seeing some good racing.
But three really good tracks coming up. A great way to end the season for sure. And across the table from me, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but longtime listener, first-time participant, other than in the comment section on our YouTube page.
I do be there.
Let's welcome Mike, our resident Haas fan, if you will.
Hell, yeah. If you believe that, I'm maybe a little bit merch, you know. Yeah, happy to be here. Happy to talk F1. Like you said, I'm a longtime listener, so it's cool to be on the other side. Yeah. And I'm here with some hot takes, so.
Hot takes.
He's only the hottest takes.
Only the hottest takes from Mike over there.
I don't want to
go by Mike on the
pot, whatever works. It's okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, don't tell me whatever. We'll call you whatever.
That's free reign. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll come up with something good for next week. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say I don't have to bring my tinfoil hat anymore because he's probably just gonna come up with some.
He is the tinfoil hat. You almost, have brought it.
I almost like went and wrapped a hat in tinfoil. I've got a bunch of hats at home, so I almost went and wrapped a hat in tinfoil and brought it, but I just admittedly forgot.
I have been waiting for Joe to do that for a few weeks. Or
it'll
actually, you
season.
Said you had a good different plan for it or something. I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
I do have a plan for it in general. Oh. It'll probably show up next season. I don't know if there's any.
So
more.
Now you guys got to come back for 2025 fast laps.
True.
To see it,
we will be back.
Oh yeah.
Even if it's just me for some reason.
Oh, so Joe's kicking everybody off, including me. That's awesome.
This is my show now.
So now I got 4 episodes left. All right. Unfortunately tonight Cole is not with us and probably will not be with us the rest of the season.
He's alive. I just want
to. He is alive. Yeah. Let me to our listeners that can't see my smiling face on YouTube, I guess. I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess if I was smiling, it'd make me psychotic if he was dead. But anyway, yes, Cole is alive. He's alive and well. He's got a lot of great life event things going on. So he's just stepping away just for the remainder of this season. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see him back next season. We don't know. We'll still grab his picks. He's still a part of the Banter with the Boys crew, of course. But, moving right along, let's hit our Brazil recap, Kev. And as we head into our Brazil recap, I did want to point out Kev behind the camera here. He is also making everything happen. But Joe, I want you to go ahead. Why don't you take it away on the sprint shenanigans, some of the quality shenanigans as well. So,
bro, shenanigans is the perfect word to use for this for that weekend. I almost said this last weekend. It's been 3 weeks.
God.
It was just a crazy weekend. There was like no boring parts of it. It was just wild overall. So I have some notes down here.
Let it rip.
Like pre-sprint, first off. Max gets a 5-place grid penalty because he has to change his energy, and that only applied during the race, and we did see that happen. We found out K-Mag was sick, so Ollie got to actually race for his next year team.
Messed up our bonus points.
At
least Ollie got to race to get a penalty, too, but we'll get there.
Yeah, honestly, it's almost like a blessing in disguise for me because I'm like, hey, at least I don't like lose points to people.
You were the only one to get
scenario.
A point.
Yeah, hey, I feel like a winner. We saw Perez and Hamilton out in Q2. Perez, honestly, I was about to say Perez, maybe not much of a surprise, but Hamilton, I feel like we've seen that a couple times this season from Hamilton. He's just not really making the pace. The car doesn't feel good for him anymore. So I don't know. It's kind of sad to see.
Priorities changing for Mercedes.
A little bit. Well, yeah. Maybe they're building the car. Maybe.
I mean, you'd think the last few races, they're going to send them out as best they can, obviously, but we've seen the car just can't quite compete with everybody else. But yeah, out in Q2 it's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah. And the last note I have here is that within that sprint quality, Behrman actually beat out Hülkenberg in that qualifying, which is pretty fun to see. I love rookies. Like, I love seeing them race. I love seeing how well they do. And we have a good batch next season, so I'm looking forward to
it. No doubt. And we're going to absolutely get your take on Bierman here in a minute. But go ahead.
Continue. Yeah. So the starting grid for the sprint was Piastri to Norris to Leclerc to Verstappen to Sainz. We did see some McLaren team orders come into play for the sprint, which was Norris taking place over Piastri.
We've seen that a couple times now since the... Yep. Papaya rules have gone into effect.
Yeah, definitely. Since
Piastri's done it. I don't think he's done it with any fuss every time. No. I mean, that's exactly what you need at this point in the season.
I mean, to be fair, Piastri did kind of, you know, lead it out and like didn't give up the position right away. And we heard Lando over team comms like, "Hey, what's going on? Hey, are we gonna do this team order thing?" And like Piastri would, I feel like, just wanted to make that message heard of like, I could have won this race.
Oh, he's mm-hmm.
this was yeah. mine, and I gave it to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Is kind of laying that groundwork of like, I'm not taking the back seat next season, you know. And I feel like that message came through loud and clear.
That's why we're excited to see what McLaren brings us in 2025.
Yeah, very excited.
That's its own story by itself. Oh, yeah. I bet a lot to preview there. Sorry, go ahead.
Joe. No, you're good. No need to apologize. This is your show.
Hey, no, it's your show.
Well, not for long, right?
Totally. Thanks, man. Thanks. but yeah, you're totally right.
I forgot. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I'll never do that again. So Piastri, you're right. Piastri did. He did. Yeah, I mean, McLaren even came on radio. He's like, "Hey, I think we can just do this in the last lap of the race." And then I think. Did we see? Yeah, we saw the virtual safety car come out, and that's exactly when they did it. It almost seemed a little
so close.
Like, I'm a McLaren fan, so I don't typically say this, but it almost seemed like maybe the virtual safety car came out at a too perfect a time for McLaren. Like, it was virtual safety car, and then I think it went into safety car, or it ended.
I thought you left the tinfoil right after they hat swapped. At home.
I did leave it at home, but I'm just saying it worked out perfectly for McLaren. For like, sure. So good. And then top of that, Verstappen got a 5-second penalty for infringing the VSC. So, yeah, it was just an overall, like, really good, like, situation for McLaren. Norris won that sprint with Piastri in second, Leclerc in third, and then Verstappen following them. So pretty decent sprint.
Yep,
at this point, clear weather, beautiful Brazil day.
Yeah, we're expected to see that the whole week, right?
And then the heavens opened. So following sprint, this is Saturday at this point, we're supposed to have quali for the race. It started raining. There was a lake in the pit lane, for like lack of a better like way of explaining it. It was so rainy that Saturday. I remember tuning into qualifying an hour or two, I think, after it was supposed to start. Because they just hadn't started streaming yet because it was raining. They had already pushed it back. So I tuned in, and then I sat there watching the stream for another probably hour before they finally called it and said that they were going to postpone qualifying to Sunday. So quali was postponed to Sunday. It did not stop raining at all. I think the rain was probably a little bit better on Sunday, and that's when they were able to finally get out there. But during race quali, I have like a laundry list of things. We see everyone on full wets in Q1. Yeah. The first red flag in Q1 was Colapinto crashing. And then we saw Lewis actually get out in Q1. He did not make it in Q2. The second red flag in Q2 was Sainz crashing. And then the third red flag, also in Q2, Stroll crashing, session not resuming because it was like 80 seconds. 80
what a
seconds.
Weekend for Stroll. Yeah. We'll touch on it. Yeah. Awesome weekend. Mega
straight
drive
up. Yeah. Best drive from Stroll. Drive. 50 seconds left in session, so they just did not continue it. We saw Max, Checo, and Carlos out in Q2. And then two red flags in Q3 from Alonso and Albon. Albon's crash, unfortunately, did make it so that he was not able to race in the... he was not able to race later that morning. I think it was like... I think I was like... For our time, quali was like at 5:30 a.m. or something like that, crazy.
It was super early.
He and I, we had gone on a call, and we were watching it together, and we started watching it, I think, at like
8:15
or something like that. We were able to get qualifying done, and then we jumped right into the race because it started around like 9 or something.
We were actually a little scared that we were going to have to cut quali early because we were getting so close to the race.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we timed it pretty perfectly. We cut through all of like nothing happening because there were like four red flags during quali, but
five.
Yeah, five red flags during quali. Yeah, so
yeah, I think there were five.
Yeah, that is all that happened before the race, straight up. And then we jump into the race, and then more happens. And I think
where nothing happened.
Yeah, it was like nothing happened. It was a calm, chill race. Yeah. Well, actually, in some moments, nothing did happen.
No, no. Just pure insanity. Not really a ton of carnage, if you will, but there's a couple incidents. Well, I guess we got to start with Stroll. On the formation lap, are you... Yep. Okay.
I wrote in because we have every team listed out in Aston Martin. I said thank you, Lance Stroll, because that was just, so he spun out. He spun out, and I think did he actually hit the wall?
No, he didn't.
He tapped it.
He took like very slight wing damage, but it was like nothing major. Yeah. It was like he definitely could have just gone back out. Maybe start from the pit lane at worst, right?
Yeah.
Like, but it was nothing major.
He tapped the wall. He spun around to go back, and he drove into the gravel just immediately, and then he beached himself.
That's the part that kills me.
Yeah.
Is the part that he got out, spun himself around, and drove straight into the gravel.
Like, I watched.
There was an exit road, too.
But was there a reason for that, though? Like, do you think he thought he had enough damage that he's like, you know what? I'm just going to beach it, but why wouldn't that's insanity. And, like, the crowd started going crazy before they showed it, and I was like, what is going on? And then they show Stroll in the middle of it. I'm like, how did that just happen?
I remember watching the stream, and they cut to him in the wall, and then they pitch away, and then they cut back to him, and he's in the middle of the gravel. And I'm like, was there just a glitch in the matrix? Like, what just happened? There are fun little theories that I've heard that it's like, I just don't think he wants to race anymore. he's just like, I'm okay. That was crazy.
I personally just think that he like hit the wall and was just so frustrated because he's like, oh my gosh, I just spun out in the formation lap. That's so embarrassing. And he was just so angry. He's like, I'm just going to go. And he just like floored it and forgot that there was gravel directly to his left and just beached himself.
Okay, sure. Okay. So I thought you were saying he purposely drove into the gravel because he was upset. You're saying he was so upset that he might've just clouded his judgment.
Exactly.
Just totally lapsed that he was even there.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Fair enough. And he shit so low to the ground. He probably can't even see it.
Well, also their heads are like latching, so they don't have a whole lot of like
freedom of
movement, right? Mm. So, like, it's possible. I think he could have just whipped his car around.
Doubt there, that's
yeah, no,
for sure. That's
he should
ridiculous.
Not have made that mistake.
Yeah. I mean, you see drivers do it blindfolded on sims, thank God,
right?
But they race the tracks on blindfold. I mean, they know these tracks in and out.
Yeah.
So, but that's pure insanity to start the race.
It's a very Lance Stroll move.
God, what a guy.
Lance. If you were to tell me who's the driver that did this, I would have said Lance Stroll, maybe Logan Sargeant.
Maybe Logan. Yeah.
But Logan's not the scapegoat anymore.
He's not.
Now Lancelot is now the number one scapegoat again.
Mm. Yep. Rough.
He's probably wishing Logan was back. the false start deal. I feel like you probably have a lot of knowledge on this, Joe.
It was very confusing.
What is the explanation there? Because Max came on the radio about it and was like, yo, what's going on? Like, we gotta wait for green, even if it's, you know, so
so the rules state that at an abandoned start you aren't supposed to like leave like the grid unless you see green light. If it still says red, you're supposed to wait there and stay.
And Lando left
To do like a second formation lap,
which was gonna happen anyway.
It was. And then a couple cars follow him, so there's a lot of questions like, does Lando get a penalty for that? But if he gets a penalty, then the cars that followed him should probably get one too. It was a lot of mess. It was like talked about like for the first 30 minutes of like the race or the stream, because I just didn't know what was going to happen.
Did he end up getting a penalty for
he
it,
ended up getting like a $5,000 fine, like something really minor.
That's like Kev over here trying to bully me into like $10 right now. Like,
yeah,
okay, you know, that's all.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a really low fine, and then no one else got one because the FIA ruled that they saw him do it, and so they followed him. But he was the one that initiated it. Mm. If he didn't do that, probably wouldn't have. So,
Fair enough.
But it was like, I mean, I'm downplaying it, but it was like a huge like contention point. Like, this could like ruin his race. His race was already kind of ruined anyway. But
for
like,
sure,
yeah.
I still
remember when we were watching this, like we were watching this live, and Joe's over here like, oh God, what's gonna happen? Oh no, this is gonna completely ruin his chances. Like,
that was cooler than that.
It was pretty close.
I don't know. I could see him on the edge of his seat being a McLaren fanboy with him and with Max starting so far back. Lando with a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, in Brazil.
I clung to the fact like he wasn't the only one that did it. What, are they gonna give half the grid a penalty?
Yeah.
And eventually Max left the line too, right?
Right. So, well, yeah, because I mean at that point you're just what else am I gonna do? I mean, everybody else has might as well. You know,
He stayed there for a while. He was like, we're not supposed to be.
But that's
going.
When he questioned it at first. And that's just, you know, knowing the rules and not that Lando doesn't, but maybe lapse of judgment.
Lapse
you know?
Of judgment.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't.
Maybe they're laughing internally. Like Lance Stroll's just hit the wall on a formation lap and then
I
want to
go see this.
I want to go see this. I need a closer look at this immediately.
Nah.
Oh my gosh. Just to be clear, Kev's not a bully. He would not bully me into 10 bucks. Let me just be clear. What's that? He just said 20. So I guess I'm broke. Anyway. So let's talk about Red Bull. Max Verstappen wins the race from P17. I joked about Lance Stroll having a mega drive. That is the definition.
It is so annoying how good he is.
God.
I have
in pure insanity too. In the wet, in not like off and on rain. This rain has corner. This corner doesn't. Like I just.
Yeah, I have to give him all his props. Like there was a fair enough. There was a safety car or a red flag that did help him out midway through the race, but he still made all of those places immediately. I'm not discounting any of his race. He really did such a good job. And I'm not a Max fan, but like, man, that was he really went through it, man.
Yeah, no doubt. And you put here that he surpasses Schumacher for the most consecutive days in lead of the WDC.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Oh, I think I do remember that. Did they mention that on the,
Yeah, they had to, or else I wouldn't have voted it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, just an insane drive from Max. You're a big Max fan, right, Mike? As far as like Red Bull goes, he's probably new Cole.
Quite as much of a hater as Cole is, because I do like really respect Max. I think he's probably the best driver on the grid
right
now.
You would have lost Cole already.
Yeah. And Cole would have been like, you're wrong. But yeah, no, I have like a huge respect for him, but I just don't like Red Bull. I've never really liked Red Bull. And so, I mean, I'll give him. It was an incredible drive. It's probably the best drive of his career, which is saying something. Like, that's outstanding. I think that's one of the best comebacks we've seen. It's like up there, right?
We've seen, I think they did like a, there was a really cool graphic that F1 did of how many people have how many people in general have made it from certain positions on the grid.
Yeah.
And like from P17, I think he's like one of two or three. So yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and F1's Facebook, I think, put out a thing of every position that Max has won starting from.
That was
pretty neat too.
Yeah, and like he's incredible. I think he also took the record of like most wins from different positions now. Like
that
from he's taken so many wins from so many different positions that he now holds that record too. So just toss that one in the bin.
Yeah, pure insanity. Before we move on from Red Bull, though, we've talked about it all season. We talked about it last season.
Are we going to ask him the question?
The question, what should Red Bull do with Sergio heading into 2025? What should be their plan from the outside looking in as a Haas fan? So you do not give a crap whether Red Bull sinks or swims. You'd probably rather see them sink.
I'd rather see them sink.
I think you would rather see a good driver in the seat though. Probably,
yeah, right.
But
I would rather see all the teams be good and like around the same level so we could see more fighting.
Just crazy,
but like
competitive.
Yeah, right. Stuff like that. But yeah, I do think Checo should not be in his seat. I do not think he has earned his seat, especially this season. As for who should be in it,
are you swapping him with an AlphaTauri driver or? Not AlphaTauri, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, like, I feel like Yuki's been with the team for so long, he kind of has earned it, right? Because he's got the tenure.
But you say kind of, something's holding you
but
back.
But also, like, he hasn't quite gotten the results to really earn it. Like,
not
he has,
as consistent. He started out.
Yeah.
Started great.
Super good. Like, he's had some super high highs and some pretty low lows.
True.
And he's kind of got a temper problem, and I don't think that's going to mesh well with Max.
I feel like every F1 driver has small temper tantrums.
A little bit.
And then some more than others, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not to name names, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, I think, like, he'd be okay. I think Liam would be good.
But do you put Liam in that seat over Yuki, though, for you? Or is that like Jump and Yuki?
I think these last three races are going to be really, really what decides crucial. It. Yes. Sure, sure. And I think like Liam knows that. That's why we're watching Liam fight Checo so much every race.
Dude, his fight on Checo was
so good.
Interesting.
And like we know Helmut has literally come out and been like, you need to calm down with that. And Liam's like, oh, sure. Anyways.
That's where Joe freaks out. Joe loses it if Helmut comes out and tells somebody else.
Oh my god! I mean, you know my take on a team having four cars on the. Yeah, I won't get into it.
I'm right there with him for whatever it's worth. Yeah. I think it's whack. So like, I don't know. I think that.
So these last three races for you.
There's a lot of races
that could get decided in these last three races in the Red Bull camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also still huffing that copium of Danny Ricciardo is my favorite driver ever. Mm. So I would love to just see, let's just get rid of Checo and put Danny in for a little while.
So you're having a tough time.
Oh, man, I'm having a tough time.
Yeah, you're having
a rough couple months.
It's been a tough year for me because like when I got into F1, the two faces that got me in were Daniel Ricciardo and Gunther Steiner. So it's been a tough year for me.
You're having a rough go of it. You're gonna have to find some new
ones. We're getting by. I'm finding some new faces I can like.
for sure. And then so moving along to Alpine. Wait a minute, that can't be right. Let me look in the list. Yeah, Alpine is on second on our list.
Holy.
For the first time this season.
Probably for the last time.
First and last time of the season.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of rain in any of the races that we're coming to, so
second and third, what a drive! Really? I mean, Ocon, they both truly raced a pretty solid race. I mean, again, in the weather, obviously, I'm not going to keep saying it. Everybody battled that insane weather, but these guys, they got to feel good. Alpine as a whole has to feel really good right now. Yes, they keep preaching about the 2026 engine and even a little bit about the 2025 car and everything's gonna be different, blah 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 blah. And who's in the car again next year? Jack with Pierre. So,
yeah.
Things looking up for Alpine. I mean, if they can at least finish in points, at least one car finish in points, but the other one's gotta be like 11 or 12, like just outside points for me. Mm. But if they can at least finish in points the last three races, I think that's a great finish for Alpine.
Mm.
Better than one would have thought.
Oh,
I mean, this is already way better than I was expecting.
Didn't they just jump two spots in constructors,
three.
Too? Three?
Was they were
yeah,
in
ninth. I have it written here, ninth to six.
Yeah, which
ninth
is
to six,
a huge jump.
Yeah, they got to feel super good right now. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean.
Who's behind them? You just had it in here.
Who's behind them?
Yeah, in the state. Who did they jump? They jumped.
They jumped Haas and Visa Cash App.
Oh, yeah, the V-Carbs. Yeah. Yep. Okay, yeah. And there's, I don't know if. I mean, if they can keep finishing, again, in points, at least one car in points, or at least competing with V-Carb, they could probably finish there.
It's possible, although they're going to have to really fight for it, because they're
only three points
off ahead of Haas.
So that's arguably best of the rest. Race for best of the rest is Haas, which is crazy enough.
Yeah.
And Alpine. Aston don't count for me.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Yeah, you said Aston's like
Aston's on their own tier.
Yeah.
For me.
I think Aston is probably pretty safe in fifth, unless Haas or Alpine get like a crazy
finish. So if we're like really calling it best of the rest, it'd be Aston, right?
It'd be Aston.
But again, like all season, I've just viewed them on their own. Like they're so consistent. Where
it is
they
hard.
Are.
It is hard to call them best of the rest. Actually, no, best of the rest would make sense because they're so far away from Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're still reasonably close to Alpine, kind of.
For the last 40 points off. 4 years, but. You know, obviously it's been Mercedes and Red Bull, and you know, but you know, Ferrari and
McLaren
have been right there too, you know, at least third, fourth, maybe. I can't remember if Aston maybe finished above one of them a couple years back, but. I don't know. Yeah, I guess Aston would be best of the rest.
Yeah, but I see what you mean. They're like on their own.
They're always
field. They're
like
not really
just good enough to
right
be
now.
Better than Alpine, Haas, and V-Carb. Like every race, though. You
right.
Know?
Yes.
Even Lancelot is at least there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
when he wants to, he can drive a little bit. Yeah.
He is losing in WDC to Nico Hülkenberg. I just want to point that out.
Nico's had a great season.
Nico's had a great
and it season. Sucks that he's leaving that car for a different one. In my opinion. But
I'm so excited to see him in Audi, though.
Yeah.
When the day comes when Audi starts, you're gonna hear
so much
the,
for
like,
Mick.
Yeah, you're gonna hear the like changing teams thing. I'm gonna take off my Haas hat and put on an Audi hat.
Yeah, there you go. I might jump on Mercedes next year. We'll see. But Joe, Yes. Take it away with McLaren with their race this week.
I don't like.
Well, not this week. Actually, 3 weeks ago. But,
you know, I don't really even know how, like, what to say with them. Like, you know, they both had.
Do you think it's just weather? Are you chalking it up as a McLaren fan, right?
Right? I was probably
like, that's a weather race. Like, I mean, let's get back at it.
Look at the sprint, right? Like, they did really good in the sprint.
Right.
I think weather probably has most to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Piastri had a bump, and then he got a penalty for it, and then. The red flag ultimately like pushed them down a bit because sure. They did a pit right beforehand. So, I would just say bad luck in general for them. They did not impress me per se, but they also didn't, you know, I wasn't like unimpressed, I guess. Like I wasn't like, oh, I can't believe they did this. It was a meh race for them.
At least they both were in points, which I guess they should be.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
But with the weather and everything, at least Piastri was still grabbing 4 points out of it, yeah. Which isn't awesome, but it's better than zero, right?
Yeah, and they also did they did another swap, I believe, during the race as well.
Right.
So yep.
I think you're right. So Lando, the one thing I did want to say about Lando, his ridiculous overtake on George Russell, driving into the whatever you want to call it, the spray. I don't know. What is it? What do they call it?
On the spray, yeah. I spray. Think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, Lando driving into the spray of George Russell and diving in. I don't know what turn it was. I can't remember. And then just diving into the corner to make the pass. I was like, that's pretty freaking risky. In the weather. I mean, there's and they were showing the pod. I mean, I don't know how he saw. You barely saw the little beacon, you know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out. That was pretty insane.
Yeah, we had some like stuck really fun. Like, I mean, the race really it has to create like just really interesting overtakes and crazy kind of maneuvers. So yeah, it was
and
fun
crazy
to watch.
Teams finishing in crazy spots.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know more about this, but I heard that McLaren actually has a different wing for the wet than they do for the dry. They've got a newer
the
wing
upper
for
wing,
the dry.
Lower wing, both.
I think so. Yeah, they've got like a different wing for the dry because it's got better like aerodynamics and when it's dry out. But when it starts raining, it ruins their aero, and so they change wings, and so they're a little bit slower in the wet.
Yeah, I think naturally most cars want to have their wing set to more downforce just in general.
Yeah,
because it's so wet and you want to stay on the ground.
Yeah, you need to stay on the ground.
And the cars are so light and so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible they may have a separate wing. I don't know for sure. They at least were on a widely different setting.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ferrari. Charles grabs a few points for the team and then signs on like lap, 49 out of the 69 or whatever.
Tough.
Just spins out and nicks the wall, and that's about it for him.
Yeah.
I do like how Sainz has been the last few races. I think these last three races, I mean, for all teams, we're going to say it for every team, so I'm not going to keep wasting our time there, but. I mean, these last few races will be interesting to see what Carlos is going to bring, too. Williams is already excited for what they're going to get, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that in news. Yeah, yeah. Carlos is running for Williams at the end of the race. We'll talk more about it later, but I forgot to put that in news, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the test, though, right? Isn't he just testing?
He's not racing.
Yeah. Well, we'll touch.
Yeah,
not much going on for Ferrari this race. Again, at least scraping by a couple points. Mike, you need to say anything on Ferrari?
I've got nothing. I was a little disappointed. I love Carlos Sainz, so watching him crash sucks. Yeah, he's like, I think he's probably, with Danny gone, probably taking my seat as my favorite driver on the grid. So kind of a bummer to see him crash, but looking forward to him in
you
Vegas.
You excited for him to be in Williams?
No. No. Quite frankly, I'm not a big fan of Williams.
Would you have liked him taking Checo's seat?
God, please. Yeah, I actually, like, getting to see him in a good car, I would have hated the fact that I would have rooted for Red Bull, but I'd do the same if Danny went back to Red Bull.
Sure.
So, like, it is what it is. I also really wanted to see him go to Audi, so.
Yeah. So basically the same exact thing I was saying, more or less. I was there, you know.
I was there. Mercedes, Lewis Hamilton fighting off Checo, of all people, to get that last point. In Brazil there, but George Russell having another decent run, even with the wet weather, but I'd imagine he wished he could have fought for that podium. I had him in my podium. I was darn close.
Well, actually, Russell, like, he was making calls out to Mercedes when Mercedes was like, we think you need to pit and get on some new tires. And he's like, I think I can stay on these tires and wait for a red flag. And they're like, no, you need to come in now. So he went in with the McLarens at the same time to kind of master their pit, right? And just right afterwards, it was boom, red flag, right? And that's what put
Did he say anything on the radio after that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was very unhappy.
Okay.
And, like, I think in the news media afterwards, he was voicing his concern, being like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, I think we would have done so much better. I think he even said, I might have even have won or been on the podium.
I don't think he would have won. Let's calm down. But he probably could have been on the podium.
He could have been on the podium.
I mean, Max was on a mission. I'm sorry. I don't think he would have beat Max, but
I think Max would have had a harder time passing a Mercedes than an
Alpine.
Give
you that.
Max would have had to fight more.
Max would have had to fight a lot more.
I'll give you that.
I do think Max probably would have taken him. Max is the better driver in the better car, but it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's see. Haas, actually, go for it.
Yeah, this is all you, man.
What was your take on Haas?
That was very disappointing. Nico getting the black flag, first one in how long? How many years?
I'll check really quick. I'll double check when the last one is.
Did you know when the last time there was a abandoned start? I was going to look that up as well.
I thought there was one just last year. Was there one last year? I think there was an aborted flag.
So 2007 Canadian Grand Prix was the last time.
Flag?
Yeah. Yep. So yeah. Last one.
Yep. Been a little while.
It's been a minute.
And I think there was an aborted start last year because the same thing happened. Somebody spun out in the formation lap. I don't remember where.
Wasn't it Charles?
I think it was Charles, yeah.
Where would that have been? I'm trying to remember what that
was. I don't remember. I didn't watch last season.
Fair enough.
Relatively new.
So you're just joining F1 this year?
Yeah, this is like...
So at least he's not jumping on a bandwagon.
True. I have a big soft spot for the underdog, which is... Haas. Well, not this year.
Hey, no, you picked a good year to hop on.
I picked a good year
to
hop on.
That's a weird way to put that. But yeah.
Super excited about Behrman, though, this race. Because honestly, like, his first time ever driving in an F1 car in full wet conditions at Sao Paulo, of all places.
Yeah, ridiculous elevation changes.
So crazy. I don't know if you've, like, done that race in the wet in, like, the game.
Not in wet in the game. I have done it in the game, but not in the wet.
It'll put some chest hair on you.
Oh, I bet.
It's crazy.
Not me, buddy. Not me. Because I would, I already have some. But B, I would have smashed right into the wall. On like turn three or something. So
it's the S's are brutal. So yeah, honestly, his performance was actually amazing. Like, I couldn't have asked for more out of a rookie. He still kept it on the track, which is, like, I mean, better than like Franco Colapinto did, right?
Yeah, that sucks for him.
Talking about my boy Franco like that.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Yeah, no, that's
okay. Hold on. Whoa. I'm gonna read an excerpt from my notes really quick.
Oh, hold on.
Lap 4, Behrman runs into the back of Colapinto and spins. What is this?
What are we doing?
Who is this guy?
What are we doing?
That's my driver. Thank you.
let's go into Colapinto. Man, he hit pretty hard.
He hit pretty hard.
Pretty hard. And obviously Albon, we don't even need to really talk about that. We already did. But yeah, Colapinto. I mean, he was running. He was in there.
He did pretty good.
Also in the wet. I think, like you mentioned earlier, I think we got a really good season next year of some rookie drivers that it's going to be
Where's Colapinto going, though?
It's going to be pure carnage next
year. He doesn't have a seat next year.
He won't have one yet.
So
nope, he's going to have to wait.
So unless...
Wait. News.
We're waiting for news.
I forgot to write that down as well. Because we have to talk about that, actually. All right. I totally forgot.
I'm so glad we all have an idea.
It's been 3 weeks. I've forgotten everything.
Yeah. Let's wrap the recap here. Not a ton going on. Yuki... did he end up getting points? Yes, he did, but he qualified P3, no?
Yeah,
qualified
actually,
third.
Amazing qualifying from both RBs. So, like, kind of sucks that they fell behind.
Again,
the order,
I think they're both feeling like they're unofficially competing for that spot at some point next season. It might not be to start 2025,
probably,
but at some point they're competing to be like, well, if the option's on the table to take Checo out, I want you to pick me. You know what I mean? Yep. So I think they're both realizing that. I mean, I think that's a battle to watch, an inter-team battle these last three races for sure.
I'm looking forward
to it.
That's
going to be fun. Were you about to add something, Joe?
No, I was just going to say, because you said it kind of sucks they fell back. They still got within top 10. That's all you can really ask for. Yep. Like, both of them. I thought Lawson maybe didn't make it, but no, he got 10th. No. Or 9th, rather.
Ninth.
So they both got
beating
in.
Out HOF Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, man. Wow. Yeah.
But Aston, we kind of, Williams, and, yeah. What is this tire inflate gate? What is this?
Oh, yeah, the inflate gate.
I like how you call it the inflate gate. That's funny.
Yeah, so there was a big moment when both Mercedes were under investigation for adjusting their tire pressure during the red flag before the second restart.
Yeah.
Or...
Whoa, I didn't hear
on the abandoned restart when they were all on the grid and they had all their engineers come out.
Yeah.
Apparently they had adjusted their tire pressure. And so that was another topic of conversation through the whole race.
What's the rule again?
You cannot do that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You can't do it after like the race has started. Yeah. Park Fermé.
Yeah. There it is. That's what I was looking for.
You can't do it. So like through the entire race, that question was there because it said it was going to be investigated after the race. It was like, they could just get disqualified, like
did
straight
it
up.
Get investigated? Did they?
It didn't get investigated. They both got fines. So it was
Another 5 G's. For
yes, I think it was literally like five K both. Yeah,
for George Russell too. Yeah. Darn it.
Yeah, a little slap on the wrist and off you go.
For such like any change to a car which can change the dynamic of your race, a fine. I don't know, like.
Enough for you. You'd rather it be points.
I'm happy that they did not get. You know, they didn't get any points taken off, or they didn't get, smited down by the FIA's hammer, but smited.
I think you were right.
Smitten down. But here's the thing. My ultimate take is that FIA needs to figure these things out during the race.
Would you like that? Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Would you also like to see that rule change? If there's an abandoned start, would you like them to have the ability to change something like that?
If it's a park Fermé rule, it might not be a park Fermé rule, but just like an out of the pit box rule.
I think it is park Fermé.
If it's a park Fermé rule, you should be getting a penalty for it.
Yeah,
you should be maybe even starting from the pit lane for it. Like it's, you know, you're changing your car. That's how
the default is 5-place grid penalty, isn't
something
it?
It's starting from the pit lane.
Is it straight starting from the? Okay, fair enough.
I think so.
There were people who made.
I mean, we see people starting from the pit lane all the time, and that's because they're making changes.
That's been a lot more this year, though.
Yeah, I've seen a lot
some
year.
People starting from the pit lane. I haven't seen that as much.
So I don't know. My heart is happy. Heart is happy that they didn't get punched, but like or slapped, blade. Whatever. I'm out of it. I'm happy, but at the same time, it was a little weird. I guess.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
No, all good. With that. Let's wait for Joe to get punched by Lewis and George next week. But other than that, Kev, let's head right into our news. And to start off our news, the final seat.
Nope.
No, not final seat. That's right. The kick seat. Let's go back. Has been filled.
I almost did.
You go ahead and say his name.
Oh, Gabriel Bort. Oh no, Bort. I didn't practice beforehand.
Well, Bortoletto. That's why I'm putting you on the hot seat instead of me.
Sorry,
Bortoletto.
Bortoletto.
Gabriel Bortoletto.
Mike's got
it. Yep. Gabriel Bortoletto. Okay.
All right. Pinto, takes the second Bortoletto. Seat and will race and kick with Hulk next year. Is that a 2-year deal then? At least then, is he going to make the jump to Audi as well?
Yes, I'm fairly certain it was a multi-year deal. They want to get him in. I think this next year is supposed to be them like, let's get you into Formula One. Let's get the training wheels on, then just get you ready for Audi in 26 because I think Stake just doesn't care about next year.
Probably not.
They're just playing the waiting game for reg changes and for Audi money.
Yeah, for sure. Where did he come from? Is he an F2 driver?
He is an F3 champion and the current F2 leader.
Yep.
Where is old Isaac on that list right now?
Isaac Hadjar is in second place. He is four and a half points behind Bortoletto.
Oh, okay, that's an interesting
race. It's a pretty close one, I guess.
Yeah, that's an interesting race. Oh yeah! Oh my gosh! You even put that in there, and I just decided to ignore that. I guess. Wow! Unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's part of the McLaren driver development program.
And I guess McLaren has been putting like a bunch of money and time into developing him and are finally just like, you know what? We've got Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. What more do we need? Go off and be free.
Which is probably the right move.
Great.
I mean, you got to let a guy like that. You'll go ahead and touch on Colapinto in a minute, but you got to let a guy go.
Yeah.
Get him going. Let's see. You know what? Why don't you do the Colapinto thing? What is going on with him?
So, I don't know if anything's been confirmed. Someone had mentioned that this was like a thing that was happening, but I heard that Colapinto was maybe going into the Red Bull outfit. I don't like they didn't place him in any seat or anything, but he was joining the Red Bull family.
Yeah, I see something on Planet F1.
It could all be rumors. The guy that sent me this news, he likes to send me things, then maybe say that they're confirmed, but really they're not. So that's an interesting thought.
So would he come in and be the?
He would have to be V Carb, right? He would have to. So here's my tin foil hat prediction.
Here it is.
Checo is gone. He's out.
Oh God, he just took Checo away.
Checo's gone.
Yeah.
Right. They boot him. They put. I mean, it's crazy to me that they're even talking about Liam for that seat. I think you're right. I think it's going to, like, the last three races determine who takes the seat if they switch out Checo. But let's say Yuki goes up. Colapinto would be a great second for V-Car because I think he's already proven himself a little bit. I personally love the way he drives. He drives like he's a veteran, but he has, like, he's a rookie, right? So
you don't see him jumping. This article seems to think that potentially
there is
jump Yuki
0%
and Liam.
No way that Colapinto takes Checo's seat. There's just no way.
So on the flip
side,
what
if it's an empty seat though, and it's not Checo's anymore? Then you can take the empty seat.
Well, they have so many people. They took to do you
a fun a fun hot take that I overheard, and I like the idea of it. I think it's a bit of a stretch. But uh-oh. I had heard
coming on
of
a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, now it's my turn to put the tinfoil hat on. So somebody I had overheard talking about the potential of Colapinto going to V-Carb for now and taking Yuki's seat. And Yuki is going to be released from Red Bull and sent off to Aston as kind of like a sending off because Yuki is a part of Honda and is sponsored with Honda. And so he'll be going to Aston with Honda and... What's crazy is there's like a history of this back when Red Bull left Renault. They had, I think it was Carlos Sainz was on V-Carb and they like released him. Like I think it was him who had a relation with Renault and they released him along with Renault as like a good sign of good faith with Renault. Like, hey, we're going to let go of you guys and this driver at the same time so that, you know. And it was
like
and so there's like some
hat idea. This is interesting. Do we finally see Lance off?
And so yeah, there's talk that now that Lawrence has been divesting some of his ownership in Aston to other people like Adrian Newey and to like Honda and things like that. And so there's more say on who might have that other seat. And so we could see potentially Lance taken out and Yuki put in.
Now that's an interesting thought.
And we know
you say no way.
No, I just think it's just crazy.
It's a crazy tinfoil hat, but I love it.
But I mean, the cards fall. Like your idea. I mean, the cards are falling right there. I'm like, whoa, this is too much.
I actually don't hate that take.
I love it. I love it.
I think it's incredibly. I think it's incredibly unhinged, and it's very unlikely.
It's incredibly unhinged.
Because so many moving parts have to happen.
Yes.
Right. And like, I haven't seen anything that's been like even touched on it. And usually people talk about things.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting. I wouldn't hate. I mean, I wouldn't hate Yuki being like, you know what? Nothing's gonna happen in this team.
I mean, think about it. He's been with V-Carb for what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Sounds and about right. he still isn't going.
Yeah,
into the Red Bull seat. So like, just go follow Honda, go to Aston, which is got all of this new great talent coming into them, and I mean, maybe find a new great seat.
The biggest action that needs to happen is Stroll needs to give up a seat.
Yes,
and
he should.
If he wants the seat, I think Lawrence is probably going to give it to him.
Yep.
Right now, but if he doesn't
do you
want
think
the
Stroll
seat,
will do. That'd be, yeah, you know what?
I think
I'm going to pull myself out of
F1. Or here's the thing. I mean? There's an argument to say he doesn't want to be doing this. I've heard rumors that Lawrence is the one pushing. He wants to have his son win a championship. It's not going to happen. But, like, he wants his son to be there. There have been, like, rumors that Lance is actually not the one. I think Gunther Steiner was actually the one that was in a video. He came out and said, Lance doesn't want to be there.
Yep.
Lawrence wants him to be there.
Yep.
So
doesn't want to be at Aston or Lance doesn't want to be racing?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And there are people who are arguing that that's part of the reason that he beached himself is because he's like just tired of driving. He's like, hey, I've got a free out.
This
like,
is I'm just gonna go beach this is Gunther Steiner.
No, this is too much.
This is Gunther Steiner.
This is all falling into place way too much.
This is Gunther Steiner, fired F1 principal.
True.
Hey, we all love him. Hate, but right? He's not in the game.
It's true. He's not.
But like, it's an interesting theory.
That's really
so if that's the case, he doesn't want to be in it. Lawrence is like, you know what, fine, take you out. Yeah, that needs to happen though, like mm-hmm. like Lance needs to, and it's funny, we you won't know about it.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we won't know about
and Yuki
it
Racing with Alonso. I oh, love yeah. it.
And with Nui there, does Aston stop being in a tier of their own for me and move up
maybe
to those other cars and start competing with the likes of like Mercedes? And
we've seen him do it before, not with well Alon period, but yeah. like you look back at like Force well,
when,
India
when Alonso was going crazy,
yeah,
or like when Alonso was going crazy, yeah, like stuff like that. So
yeah, I said this earlier in the season when the Nui talks were super hot, like Nui didn't build Rome in a day, it took him some time,
for sure.
So like it's
sure.
still gonna take 100%. Aston some time probably, but yeah,
but
maybe they get a little
Yuki
higher
for a little bit.
Yeah,
Aston,
Yuki, who you
idea.
Famously once said was better than Alonso. That's a real take. He
was,
said this months ago.
That's a
he
real
said
take.
It.
This
he
was
said.
Yeah. This was like some. I don't remember what all
I had.
The
I had
was.
Him. I had him rank every single driver, and Yuki was above Alonso, and I went off.
I was just like, off. I was. So this was like at a point in the season where like Alonso wasn't doing great, and like Lance was actually doing like beating him in like races at that time, and I was like, man, he just doesn't seem like he wants to be there right now. And I was like, Yuki at least has got some fire in him. And Yuki was driving crazy at the time. And Alonso just wasn't driving great. And I was like, you know what? Like, I think right now, Yuki is probably better than Alonso is at the moment. Alonso's the better driver overall. But like,
you didn't say that.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't say that.
With that, let's wrap up some of our news here. Canadian GP shifted to earlier in the season, starting in 2026.
Yep.
Is that really a huge deal? Is it just changes up the mojo a little bit?
Changes up the mojo. I mean, like the biggest reason is carbon zero or zero emissions by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the whole reason. It's now going to be after or before Miami?
I don't remember.
One of the two. Mm. So like go to Miami, go across the border.
I guess that
border.
Makes sense. Yeah, yep, that makes sense.
I heard... this is again from my unreliable source, but I heard that cuts down like two flights per team. So that's like a ton.
Well, and my wife who just started watching F1 with me this year because TV's being used for F1. So she just started watching it anyway. But she was like, weren't they already in the US earlier this year when she asked me like, weren't they already in Vegas? I was like, no. And she was like, well, they were somewhere. I was like, Miami. And she's like, yeah. So why are they coming back? That seems like a lot of travel. She actually brought that up. Like, during Brazil.
Yeah.
So
it does seem, I don't know, I kind of like the idea, but I also don't like the idea that like the US could have three races in a row.
That's what I hate. I like the idea of the travel, right? And the idea of zero emissions. I get the point of it, but I hate that it'd be like bang, bang, bang.
It's just,
you know.
They could still split it up. They could do like Miami. Let's head up to Canada, go knock out Canada, and then come down to Vegas, do Vegas, go down to Mexico, do Mexico, come up and end in Coda, right? And like, so it doesn't have to be three US races.
Specific, but like
it would still be North America five times in a row at that point. But that's kind of the point of reducing the carbon emissions. So.
Yeah, right. I think it's. I was gonna say like the reason why we don't see like the both Italy races are together are because like most countries cannot handle two races like back to back. They cannot do it. We're a huge country and fair. We have to look at it at a state level.
Sure.
Like
sure. That right? makes so, that's a fair. Good point. That's a good point.
I think it would be weird to have like all the US races knocked out. It would be like a fun month because we just get races.
For us it'd be awesome.
Yeah,
we right?
get just but, like yeah. races that we don't have to be up super early except for Vegas. But yeah.
Be up super late.
That's
for Vegas.
Right. I forgot that Vegas.
Super excited
is that like
to stay
midnight,
up.
Right? Don't they start at midnight or is it 11?
Starts at midnight Sunday morning.
Right.
So
Saturday
so like
night,
practice starts midnight. On Thursday.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. I know.
It's a whole thing.
I should buy F1 TV 5 now. If I buy it now, is it good till like a year to right now next
yes.
year, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll bet. Yeah.
It's a yearly.
I'm definitely going to get it for
it's
next
a, it's
season.
A really
I can't believe
good
I already
investment.
Don't have it.
Really really good investment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Anyway, you guys don't need to hear about my F1 TV. Yeah, with that, Kev, let's head right into our Vegas preview. And like always, to start our preview, we got, I didn't have a good name for it. I just put Joe's preview. That's really...
I think I put Joe's preview. Or did you put...
I added it in there. Okay. You forgot it, actually. You forgot
No, I didn't preview. Actually. You put Joe's preview in news, and I put Vegas preview in wrap. Which is actually... so we were both wrong.
Yeah, we'll just go. Just go. Just,
okay.
You just do
the Las Vegas
preview like we normally do. Here it is.
Vegas recap. This year, it is the Formula One Heineken Silver Las Vegas Grand Prix 2024. Easiest thing that's I've ever said in my life. Yeah.
Still don't think I could say it three times fast.
Yeah, this is the second year running. Last year, we had Carlos's Ferrari get absolutely obliterated by the drainpipe cover, in which he got penalized for fixing because, of course, he would.
That's so ridiculous.
Fun fact. I always got to get a fun fact in there. F1 previously staged two races in Las Vegas in the early 1980s under the Caesars Palace Grand Prix moniker. So this is not... This is not like the first, like the second time ever. It's the fourth time ever, but like
interesting. Yeah. I'm gonna have to see what that track looked like.
Yeah. I think I put down another note. This was like an opinion before like they started racing. The track kind of looks boring. It was pointed out to me in like a reel, earlier this week that it looks like Spider Pig from the Simpsons movie.
Whoa. If anyone,
yeah. We'll look at it after.
The 1981 to 84 season Caesars Palace Grand Prix track was extremely tight and technical. In comparison, I mean,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's gonna pull it up. Oh no, he's pulling up Spider Pig. Never mind.
Yeah, so like, the upside down ones. Yeah, that's what the track. So now look, now pull up the track, Kev, if you can.
It does. That's so crazy. Now
pull up the Vegas Grand Prix.
Unreal.
Images. There it is.
Yeah, it totally is.
That's amazing.
Spider Pig.
If you guys can see it from there.
Yeah.
That is how.
Oh, it's also Spider Pig kind of.
In comparison. So
yeah.
Super tight and
incredibly
technical.
Small.
Oh yeah.
Can you do creative tracks on the really crappy, according to you, F1 game?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Because don't get them started.
Because it's bad.
Don't get them started.
Oh, no, trust
He's
me.
He's heard everything.
I know. I'm
Who do
sure.
you think he races with?
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
All right, jumping back into the recap.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're Sidebar. Good. You're good. I used to say that the track kind of looks boring, but it actually produced really good racing last year. I was very surprised. A personal opinion of mine, though, is that I really dislike the fanfare around the race. I dislike that we're starting so late. I dislike the whole carnival and like fair and production behind it. Like it's just super extra. It's I don't know. It was unneeded.
But
it was so weird seeing.
We got what? What track is that? Not Dubai.
Monaco?
Somewhere else has like a Ferris wheel and crap like right next to the track. Like
yeah, but that's all like
that's Japan actually.
Yeah, that's all Japan. Like you know separate to it. Like during like I remember like before the race, like during the driver's parade, it was like a literal parade. They had the drivers raising up in like their little like risers.
Okay, yeah,
to be
sure.
It was just a lot. It was just
too much.
It was a bit
too
much.
I'll say that. That's a little bit too much.
I felt like I was being overhyped watching it, and it's like. I'm just going to be disappointed.
And the race last year really wasn't. Well, I'm not going to spill the beans. Go for it.
Yeah, it's my job, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm letting you do it.
Anyway, so the starting grid. the starting grid last year was Charles, Max, and George in that order. Off the line and into the first corner, we saw Max push Charles off the track, and he goes off with him. They both rejoined, still in front of George, but swapped, Max now leading the pack. On lap 8, Max is given a 5-second penalty for forcing another driver off the track. Further down the grid, I personally counted 9 other cars go off track, with 2 of them facing in the opposite direction they're supposed to go, those 2 being Carlos and Alonso. The commentator's exact words were, cars are absolutely everywhere. within the pack at the back, Perez picking up some wing damage for hitting the backside of Mercedes. He pits, and Alonso also gets some wing damage from that, from those kind of shenanigans at the start as well. Lap 3, Lando very strangely and suddenly loses traction under acceleration and is unable to fight the car back straight. He spins and puts it into the wall at the runoff. I don't know if you guys remember that, but like just out of nowhere he spun. Mm-hmm. And I think it was mostly because this is like a night race
and
in
who
Vegas.
Who spun?
Lando. Yeah, it was just lap three straight.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah. On lap 16, we watch as Charlos does what was unthinkable until now. He overtakes Max on track after a very long straight. At this point in the season, Max was virtually unstoppable, completely dominant, so it was really nice to see some action against him. A lap later, the last remaining McLaren bumped wheels with the Mercedes of Hamilton. Both cars pick up some damage in the form of punctures and wheel issues, and both have to pit. Piastri comes out in 14th with Hamilton in 19th. On lap 25, Verstappen attempts the overtake on Russell on the inside of the corner. They both make contact, Verstappen hitting Russell's wheel with his wing, leaving debris scattered across the track. This brings out a safety car, which gives Perez a fairly free pit stop, leaving him in second place after the safety car. Russell takes the penalty for the collision with Max. Lap 32, Perez makes the move on Leclerc for the lead of the GP and sticks it. Piastri in third eventually gets overtaken by Verstappen as well, and both Alpines are sitting comfortably in fifth and sixth, but start fighting for position on lap 34. Ocon is towed the whole position, but instead takes the position from Gasly. Lap 35, Charles makes the move and dives on the inside to take first place back from Checo. And on the next lap, Max easily takes second from Checo. And on the very next lap after that, we see him making the move on Charles for the first position. This isn't the last we see in Red Bull overtake, because on lap 43-50, Checo is able to seize the opportunity given to him by Charles running wide on turn 12 and steals the second position from him. And then on the last lap of the race, when all hope is lost and we are in store for another 1-2 from Red Bull, Charles comes out of nowhere and slingshots his way ahead of Checo at turn 14, sticking the position and holding it from Perez to finish the finish line three turns later. I remember seeing that moment like happen live, and I was just like out of my seat cheering because it was such a crazy move. That long straight produced so many good overtakes. So our final was Max to Charles to Sergio, Ocon to Lance to Carlos, Lewis to George to Alonso, and then to Oscar. So kind of crazy top 10.
You're right about that straight, though. I mean, so many overtaking opportunities, so much speed too.
Yes. There. The strip straight was,
I'm just
so fast.
Re-looking at it now too. And also I want to say, I forgot how cool Red Bull and Ferrari's liveries were last year.
Yeah.
Do they have special liveries?
Pretty neat looking. Like Ferrari's like red with white, like every accent was completely white. I don't know. It was a cool look.
The Red Bull suit livery was stupid, though. They look like
you didn't like that.
The Red Bull car was good. Look at their racing suits.
How they're white?
They look like Elvis.
Oh, is that what
that's? Yeah, they're Elvis racing suits.
Yeah, okay, that's a little rough.
Okay, back to the fanfare. Insane after the race, they have to drive to the podium, which is across across away from the strip in a different. In a different hotel. It's just so extra.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that seems
away ridiculous. From all the fans and everything.
Well, what else are you going to do all that, though? I mean, you only do have so much room in Vegas right there. I feel like you got to go just a little bit further, though, in this desert. But
it's all about the money, man.
I know.
I feel like you'd want to do it on the strip, like set something up on the strip, because, like, it's the strip. That's the place in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I just know, like, where the finish line was. They had to drive, off track to get to this place where they did their podium stuff.
Crazy.
Or they did their interviews, and then they drove back to do their podiums. It was just really extra. Amazing. And they were crammed into the backseat of a car, all three of them. Mm-hmm. Perez and Max in their Elvis
emissions.
Suits.
Zero emissions, so you got to cram them all in the back.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can't have them all. Yeah, that's a good point.
Can't be taking two cars.
Yeah, we couldn't just have
across
the interviews.
The street to the hotel, no way.
Yeah, no, can't just no have way. The interview there. That would be Vegas material.
Yep. So yeah, let's talk about real quick before we get into our picks for the Vegas race. Brazil did not go well for anybody as far as our picks go. Joe was the only one with a point.
Let's go.
Our bonus point was, where will K-Meg finish? Well, K-Meg didn't race, so nobody got any bonus points.
That was a non-starter.
Nobody got any bonus points. Between Tyler Cole and myself, we had a mixture of Charles, Lando, George, Carlos. did I say Lando? Whatever. We had drivers that didn't finish on the podium, so we didn't score any points. So, Joe, only one to grab a point this
week. And that crawls me up to
last place still.
Let's go!
But
working your way up.
But he's 1 point he's 1 point behind me. So he's trying to be best of the rest against me. Yeah. Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then Tyler and Cole are fighting for the win here. And then, I mean, you could come in. It's only 30 points away. It's only
30 points. Trust me, I've got it.
For sure.
Yeah, every race you can make total of 3 points. So if I don't score,
I'm gunning for you.
Probably you could beat me. I'm really bad at this.
Do you happen to have Tyler and Cole's
picks?
Yes,
let me go ahead and pull that up really quick. Let's actually, since you're not in the game, let's go ahead and hear your predictions first. Because you don't have any skin in the game.
We didn't
and
even
maybe
come up with a bonus point this week. Darn it. Where would K-Make finish?
We run it back.
Okay. Oh, you want to know? No, never mind. I thought I had one, but I didn't.
Okay.
So we're not going to do
fair
it.
Enough.
I think. Gosh, so do I just set the bar for the boring pick?
No.
What do you
feel right now?
I have them up. Should I go through them first?
Yeah, do them first.
Okay.
Yeah,
who's first in the?
Tyler has to go first.
Tyler.
He's leading with 44 points. Cole is 2 points behind him.
Tyler's is Max, Charles, and Oscar. Which is
Oscar over Lando, huh? Even
that
with papaya
means,
rules.
That means, oh, that's a good point. Oh, that's a really good point. That means if his podium comes to fruition, Max wins the world, the WDC this weekend.
If Max gets podium,
so let's
at
talk
all,
about that really quick.
He gets WDC.
Yeah, let's talk about that really quick. So
yeah, on
for Max to win WDC, he needs to get, just beat Lando. Like that'll settle it. If he beats
enough,
Lando,
no matter what,
if he beats Lando, he gets WDC.
If they both get 0 points,
if they both get 0 points, then I think he
might
still beat
it off.
Him.
I think it's
I think
still
so. So Lando just needs to beat Max this week to even stay in
Lando
contention.
Needs to get 3 places that are 3 points more than
3 points. Yeah,
I think Lando needs to make 3 points up from Max to stay in the race, to stay in the championship.
Yeah.
So Max, like Lando, literally just needs to get.
He needs to win out.
He needs to win it. Yeah. He needs to. If he wins it, then he's in the competition. If he gets, even if he's above Max, like in ninth place, he still loses it because that's only like a point.
Right.
Yeah. With that prediction,
2025,
Lando's done.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that was Tyler's. Cole's.
Yeah, with Cole. Yep.
Is Lando, Oscar, and Charles.
Lando, Oscar, and Charles sticking to the
no max
for the rest of the season.
Crazy.
Typical. All right, Mike, now you're on the hot seat. You had a couple minutes to think about it.
Yeah. I was going to say Max, Lando, Charles.
Max, Lando, Charles.
Charles, yeah. But all I think I'm actually going to take. I think I'm actually going to take Charles off, and I'm going to do the papayas and Max. So
okay.
Oscar,
Lando
and
Piastri. Interesting.
Ooh.
Darn it. That's me before you, too.
Yep.
I do think we're going to see the end of the championship this race, though.
Yeah.
That's my hot
gotta
take.
Be like that, man.
I hate it, too, man.
You can't come in here and bring
Lando
negativity.
I'm sorry.
You can't come in here and be a realist.
God, I'm not coming back, guys.
We only work in delusions here.
Unbelievable. I also think Max is going to be on the podium and also beat out Lando this race and just end it. Although there'd be great racing
man.
For the rest of the season. I know, but
you're probably right.
It's going to happen.
I want to see him fight in Abu Dhabi.
It'd be cool if the race.
I'm gonna go with my same. Is this the same one I had last week? No, almost. I'm gonna go Max, Lando, and George Russell.
Ooh,
interesting.
George Russell.
He needs some momentum heading into 2025. He needs to have a good last three races as well.
He like gets really close to being like
good,
and then it's just like some a little.
He's like,
I
forgot him, George Russell. Darn it.
He's ahead of Lewis right now in constructor.
He is.
He's had a better season. Lewis has had a
really
up and down season. He's like really fast or has no pace at all and is fighting for.
And this is their third season together, and Lewis won one season, and George won, I think, last season. And so if George wins this season, too, then George has the right to say, I beat Lewis Hamilton 2-1.
I guess he could head to head
in the same
team,
car, in head
sure,
to head.
You're right. He could use those words. You're right.
He could use
he
those
could
words.
Use those
would he, though?
I sure hope not.
I would think he has respect for Lewis.
I would
better than
so.
The greatest of all time. That's crazy.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. True.
All right. I mean, the moment of truth here.
Yep. It's Max Lando Charles.
Max Lando Charles. So our difference then, considering we're only a point apart, is the George and Charles, who I almost went with. But
I do want to.
Ferrari's quickish.
I do want to state kind of like my a little bit of a hot take. I was thinking about maybe going even Checo because he did pretty decent here last year, but with the season he's been having, the season he's been having, I just can't do it.
He did have a good race.
I can't trust him.
He had a really good race last year, but yeah.
But he looked weird in the wet last, and again, it's probably going to be dry.
And also, he hasn't been doing like outstanding at street races, street courses this year. So why would I bother?
Like, I think one of the commentators said in the last race that like. It was a different video I saw that was talking about it, and it was people are like arguing about like what's more important, the driver or the car. And this last weekend, Max proves it's the car, and Max has been kind of proving that all season as like he's been doing well, and Checo just driving the same car.
Do you mean the driver?
What did I say?
You said the car.
Oh well, yeah. I mean the driver. Yeah. What's more important? What's more important, the driver or the car?
Right? I was following where you were going.
Okay,
with
good.
It, but
thank
I was
goodness.
Like,
I'm.
Then you said the wrong thing, and I was like, wait.
Yeah, hold on. But yeah, so you're saying it's a testament to Max's skill over Checo's skill,
right,
at this point.
I think the car isn't. I don't even think the car is as good as we think it is. It might be worse than we think it is.
Oh, I don't think the car is good. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And this is just how good Max Verstappen is. Like, I think what we're seeing with Checo driving it is the more realistic where this car is. Right. So.
Dang. Okay. So you think we can't even be blaming Checo fully?
You can still blame Checo.
Okay.
I mean,
no. But a little bit of it though is like the realistic expectation of the car right now.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Woo wee. All right.
I think find a spot in between Max and Checo. That's where the car should be probably.
I think you can lean it closer to Checo though.
I think you can lean closer to. I think you should lean it closer to Max. I think Checo is worse. I think unfortunately. Well, Max is really good. Max is really, really good. I don't know. Checo shouldn't. Nah, we all know my stance. All
right.
Stance.
Well, we got a race to watch this week. We got to watch to see what.
A triple header as well.
We got. What do you mean?
Triple header.
We got back
three,
to back.
Back to back to back.
Oh, I was like, there is not three F1 races on Sunday.
Well, yeah. We're going to knock out the whole season this Sunday.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not a sprint weekend, is it?
No.
I don't think we have any more sprints.
I think Qatar might be a sprint, no?
Ooh, actually, I think he's
F1
right.
Sprints.
I think he's right. I think Qatar is.
Stand by.
I'm just going to double check really quick. So we had Brazil was a sprint. And then we have, oh my gosh, it's telling me everything but the calendar.
Awesome.
Yes, that's Qatar. Exactly Qatar is our last sprint. So no sprint this weekend.
But the following week, we will have a sprint.
Yeah. Yep. So a little bit more racing.
We like racing.
All right. That's why we do the show.
Yeah, big question. That's why he's here. Big question. Does Max take it this weekend? I think that's like the biggest thing.
Yep, it's over.
It could be over.
It's over.
I think
but,
it's done.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to wrap. Not that I can't wait. I've loved this season. We've had a lot
of
fun.
You've wanted to get out of here since
day
one.
Not even. Who is this guy? No, I'm excited to talk about, to wrap this season, and I'm actually more excited now at this point to talk about next season.
Oh, yeah.
We already know. Max is probably going to win it, as much as all of us at this table would probably rather see Lando pull off a magic trick. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 2025 is going to be insane. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Lance, if you're watching, do our nation a justice and crash out Max.
Oh,
there's still
God.
A chance.
Man.
You can fix your reputation, Lance. It's just this easy.
You can fix your reputation. There's three races left.
Oh, three races. Boy. You can do this.
For you to be a legend.
Oh, boy. And we still got constructors as well. That's not decided either.
Constructors is actually kind of a hot fight right now.
Three races left. We still got a lot of racing.
Yep.
A
lot going on. We'll update the constructors at the next show after Vegas. But with that, Mike, thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
You've been an awesome addition.
This was fun.
We've loved having an actual Haas fan. Yes, you're new to it this year, but you're...
There are dozens of us.
You dove
there are tens of us.
There are tens.
You dove headfirst into the Haas Kool-Aid, and here you are.
And I'm still drinking it.
And I'm still drinking it. No, well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we'll see you again here soon.
Yeah.
Joe, as always, way to kill it. Kev, thanks for everything you do behind the screen there. With that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, or maybe listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you for the next, what'd you say, 3-4 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah, triple header.
Yeah.
Triple header. Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.